This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have so many different emotions right now that I don't know where to begin. So
we're here.
This is a safe space.
We'll see what he says.
Aaron, I need your help and guidance because you're sort of my little cherub. You're my angel. Mm. You're my little Jiminy Cricket. I've recently fallen in love.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, yeah.
Third one, all right.
What about me?
Not in that way.
What about what we had?
Well, that's
all
funny.
All those nights?
That's funny.
I dropped everything for you.
It's funny that you're bringing it up exactly like this, because the other emotion that I feel is deep, intense sorrow for you.
Okay,
wow.
Maybe it's not sorrow. Is it? There's another, pity, sort of.
Mm.
So we've talked on this show, we'll get to my love here in a second, but we've talked on this show a lot recently, and we've even pitched an idea for a hubby hookup.
Yeah.
Where we get T-Hack out to like figure out how to make friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have two young kids. It's hard. I'm busy.
I have kids. I'm a divorcee. And friends just fall in my lap. I know,
they hop over me to get to you.
That's literally what I want to talk about.
Oh, no.
We traveled a little bit together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last week. We went to a big radio convention.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
It was really good for us to get out of this room.
Like, yeah.
Do you feel differently about each other now?
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
I do, yeah. It was nice to get into a room with AC in it, you know, just to spend some
time.
Yeah,
this room is oppressive. Yeah. This is a little Shawshanky in here. But at a certain point, I got a brand new best friend.
You did.
Like,
and we got to witness it. It was pretty cute.
This is tragic because Chad was like my BFF forever.
So he's officially my buddy Chad.
No, he's still my buddy Chad.
Nope.
And he's still my BFF. But then Josh moved in across the street from me. And Josh and I just... I went from thinking Josh was a piece of hell hardo who backs his car in.
Uh-huh. Spying on him.
100... Not that's not
you
the right word.
You did.
I just would look out my window. He's across the street.
You set up two cameras.
I set up cameras the day there was cranes there to move a pool over
whatever
his
you
house.
Tell
spying,
yourself.
Recon, whatever.
It's not okay. But I'm just saying. Then once Josh and I got together, it was like, oh my god. It was like, did we just become best friends? Like it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was so natural.
And he's been your guy for a while now. You've been on trips with him. He comes over all the time. You share a lot of similar interests.
Yes.
But now Josh is out.
Neither Chad nor Josh
they're
is out.
They're free agents.
Maybe they could be my friends.
No, nobody's out.
I am more than willing to share my buddies with you.
They're not your buddies.
They
Do you have Josh's number yet?
I don't think so.
Good. So we went to a radio convention. It's hard to describe what it is because it's called Morning Show Boot Camp, but we're not on a morning show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's just radio personalities all getting together and we're just hanging out.
Yeah. Learning and meeting. And it was cool. It was my first time. It was Aaron's first time. And it was cool to just be surrounded by that many industry people that I never met or you met from afar. And then you finally get to meet in person.
Guys like Bert from the Bert Show in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Guys like Mojo in Detroit.
Yeah.
Like these are legendary. John Jay and Rich, Kevin and Bean, I think were there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to see them. Was that Eye Patch Guy or was
Jer?
Jeff and Jer.
Yeah.
Like huge. I feel like Denver is a radio melting pot.
Delilah was there.
Oh my God, Delilah was there.
It was awesome.
It was an epic thing, and. I guess one of the reasons we went, if just to give you a little insight into what goes on in this room, we are still hiring. We said we were going to do auditions live on the air. We found there's legal entanglements to do that. But we met a bunch of people while we were out there, potential people for the show.
Yeah.
So it was amazing. But then I was told, hey, you got to meet this guy from Detroit. You got to meet this guy from whatever. And I was told, you got to meet this guy from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up to try to meet him, and it kind of flopped. I was like, hey, Carson, like, hey, our boss says we should meet. And he was like, oh, okay, great. And I was like,
our boss
says
that,
sounds
gross. But our boss did say that.
I know, but it sounds like my mom said that I could come over if...
And I blew it.
My mom said you have to be nice to me.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I did. And I blew it, and it did not go well.
Oh, okay. I didn't know this part.
Okay, so then the next night, you walked up to him and commented on his shoes.
Yeah.
And his watch.
Yes, because I noticed both. I'm a sneaker guy. I'm a watch guy. He fit the profile perfect.
And he saw your shoes, and you guys began to talk.
Yeah,
And it was like we weren't going to have to do hubby hookup anymore because T-Hack was making a friend.
It was beautiful to see. Just the natural.
He was just doing
it. He did it. I felt like a proud parent.
I was. I mean, we were so close.
And then I walked up and Carson dropped him like a hot rock. It was like immediately.
No. You could just see it change on his face. It was like, no.
No.
I was so close.
And now I've fallen in love with Carson.
I know. Yeah. I'm glad you two are happy,
Carson,
I guess.
It's a guy, by the way. He's on a show called Carson and Kennedy in
Carson
Boston.
With a K.
Carson with a K. You should look him up. It's a killer show.
Yeah.
But we bonded. And there were times where, like, Aaron and I would be, like, going to get coffee or whatever, and she'd look at me and go, do you miss Carson?
Yeah.
And I was a little tense. I was like, I don't know how to answer. She's like, it's okay. I do too.
I miss him.
He was super cool. We got to go to dinner with him and everything.
Yeah.
We got the big tequila.
We got a tower of Patron margaritas. We tore it up. And then I found out today, because Carson texted me.
Mm.
They talked about, you got a mention of being the catalyst between
T-Hack
the two of us.
T-Hack
did.
I was, I started. I had the cool shoes and then he shoved me aside.
And then once again, the pitiful T-Hack does not have, and I have three best friends.
Doesn't sound like it.
And T-Hack has nothing.
I have none. Mm-mm.
Okay. That's not the last thing I want to talk about from this event. I need you to say, so we mentioned a whole bunch of really famous people, and we're probably not just supposed to mention other radio shows in other markets, but I don't care.
It's fine.
Like, we encourage you to listen to everybody on the planet as long as you come back and listen to
us. I'm sure Delilah's talking about us.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I think she is. We shared a magical night.
What? You knew everybody.
The country morning show superstar legend that is Bobby Bones also gave a talk out there.
He did, yeah. And he's massive. I mean, if you don't know Bobby Bones from the radio, you might know him from winning Dancing with the Stars.
He won it!
He won it. Like, he's done just so many...
other reality TV shows. Mm-hmm. He's done everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he was on stage rocking some ugly yellow shoe.
Yeah, they were Travis Scott Jordan ones. They were the Travis Scott collab with Jordan Brand. I noticed them right away. I was paying a little more attention to the shoes than the talk, but
at some point, while me and my new best friend Carson were having drinks, I think Aaron texted you and said Bobby Bones is by the bathroom.
Yeah, because I had to go to the bathroom, but I don't pay attention to shoes. I just saw that he was there, so I texted T-Hack. It was like, hey, now's your chance.
Yeah.
So you went
so I
and
left
talked
the bar.
To him.
You and Carson were
making out.
Yeah.
You
were
busy. We're both straight men, but we just love each other. And it's
I know,
okay.
And I'm a third wheel. I can writing's on the wall. So I stepped out of the bar and I went to the bathroom, and Bobby Bones was there. He was talking to some people. So I went in and pretended to use the bathroom, did the fake wash my hands, and
you
came out.
You got
to
have a little moisture on your hands when you come out.
Came out a little later.
Isn't that kind of weird, though? Because then if you shake your hand and it's.
You, gotta, you just got to be like,
wet.
Blown. No, because he'd be more mad if it wasn't.
That's true.
Trust me, I've done this dance a billion times.
Okay. So then I came back out. He was a little more open, so I just went up. I said, hey, Bobby, I'm T-Hack. I'm from Denver. I liked your talk a lot, but I really like your Travis Scott Air Jordans that you're wearing. And he was super nice. Like, oh, thanks, man. Yeah, the first thing I got when I got all my money was I bought a bunch of shoes. And so we started talking about shoes. And
I mean, already you're having a more in-depth conversation. Everybody's just going up to him going, Bobby, you're so cool. Bobby,
just
Bobby.
Fangirling.
And he's like talking to you.
Yeah.
You're engaged.
It was cool, yeah.
With Bobby Bones.
With the shoes, yeah. Yes. We're making it genuine. And I was pointing out my shoes. So we're going back and forth. And then Bobby looks at me and he goes, well, do you want them? Do you want my shoes?
I You guys, like, he's not lying. Are you wearing them today?
I'm not wearing them today. Okay. No, they're in a, no. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, no, I'm just going up to my room. Do you want them? And so I'm like, well, can I trade you? Can I give you my Jordans? And which I don't want to give him my Jordans, but if
it's a story for the story, time. Exactly.
The story of trading Bobby Bonds. He's like, no, I don't want your shoes. So then I pull out a pen, like, well, will you sign them for me?
Because you always keep a pen on you, and
which
this is
also
why.
Very
always
weird.
Do. Yeah, a little nerdy, but and he goes, no, I don't want to sign them because I'll mess them up. Just wear them, enjoy them. So I got a picture.
He took off his shoes and barefoot walked through the Hard Rock Hotel lobby.
Yeah. And so the rest of the night, I went back to the bar and I was holding Bobby Bones' shoes. Slightly damp. Not a medical issue, but says more because he's been wearing them all day. But I still wore
them. These are $500 shoes.
At least, yeah. And I wore them the next day. He just gave them to me. He was super
literally
cool.
Off of his feet.
So Aaron, what did you get?
So Bobby Bones is my friend.
I have a brand new best friend. TX got $500 shoes. What did you get?
I got some really good ice cream.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.